Unit 1. GOP elects first black party chairman. AP Images. The Republican Party chose its first black national chairman Friday, just shy of 3 months after the nation elected a Democrat as the first black president. The choice marked no less than the dawn of a new party, declared the new chairman, Michael Steele, a former lieutenant governor of Maryland. Republicans chose Steele over four other candidates, including former President George W. Bush's hand-picked Republican chief, who bowed out and said, "Obviously, the winds of change are blowing." Steele takes the helm of a beleaguered political party that is trying to recover after crushing defeats in November's national elections that gave Democrats control of Congress and put Barack Obama in the White House. Republican delegates erupted in cheers and applause when Steele's victory was announced, but it took six ballots to get there. He will serve a two-year term. Steele, an attorney, is a conservative, but he was considered the most moderate of the five candidates running. He also was considered an outsider because he is not a member of the Republican National Committee. But the 168-member committee clearly signaled it wanted a change after 8 years of Bush largely dictating its every move as the party's standard-bearer. Steele became the first black candidate elected to statewide office in Maryland in 2002, and he made an unsuccessful Senate run in 2006. The former chairman of the Maryland Republican Party currently serves as chairman of GOPAC, an organization that recruits and trains Republican political candidates. In that role, he has been a frequent presence on the television talk show circuit. He vowed to expand the reach of the party by competing for every group everywhere. "We're going to say to friend and foe alike, we want you to be a part of us. We want you to be with us. And for those who wish to obstruct, get ready to get knocked over," Steele said. His job is to spark a revival for the Republicans as they take on an empowered Democratic Party under the country's first black president in the next midterm elections and beyond.